Bone Boy Speaks, episode 833, No Broadband in the Boonies. Kitsap County, Washington is not that far from where I'm at. It's an odd-shaped county, mainly because there's a big body of water in the way. But I used to live up in Port Orchard, which is not really the boonies, but I had some, the early years I had some challenge getting broadband, but of course I've moved since those days, and now the local cable company does it, but there's a guy that's gotten some national attention that bought a house somewhere in Kitsap County. I didn't say where, but there's some pretty rural parts of Kitsap County. I mean, I was looking at houses in some of those areas, many moons ago, and I didn't want to even get a house out in some of those places because I couldn't even figure out who had broadband out there. And for me, that was an absolute requirement. Now, this guy actually made he actually checked and Comcast said, yes, we serve this address. And in fact, even called them and said, yeah, somebody else had service at this address before. Well, so he bought the house and, he called to hook up the service. They said, well, no, we don't have a line out here. Well, that's not a big issue. We'll just put a drop line request, whatever. And then they said, well, we can't really, they can't end up not being able to do it. And they tried to make him pay like $60,000 to run a line. And then they later decided, we're not going to do it. Yeah. So they basically gave him no option. Checked with all, there's supposedly 10 different broadband options, but given where he was in the county and it's, it was either going to be insanely expensive or that, there wasn't even available. And yet some website, I guess, apparently had said for a zip code, he had 10 choices for broadband. And guess what? None of them were actually viable choices for broadband. And his short-term solution was apparently using, like a mobile broadband hotspot, which, back in, 2006 or 2007, when I was looking at houses out in that part of Kitsap or some part, some rural part of Kitsap, that wasn't even an option back in those days. I don't even think the cell phone even got out to some of those places. So I don't know exactly where he was. He could have been a lot of places, but I think this is a problem that I don't think is going to go away anytime soon. And it seems like the Comcast of the world, the CenturyLinks of the world, the large broadband providers don't have any interest in actually running infrastructure to places where it's actually slow density stuff, right? So it's easy to handle like my neighborhood in Gig Harbor, which has lots of Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots all over the place, as I talked about in the last episode. But some of the rural parts of Kitsap County, it's a little bit, there's fewer people out there. There's some actual infrastructure that has to be in place, and these companies don't want to run it because they probably look at it and go, well, okay, it's going to cost us X. We're only going to get, it's going to take us years to recover. So why bother doing it? And they have no legal mandate to do it. Unlike back in the days when, when AT&T was a monopoly, right? They had an obligation, a legal obligation to provide universal service. And so if somebody wanted service out in the boondocks, they built it. And there's nothing like that today in the current telecom internet broadband market. Maybe that could, if some government official has some hindsight or whatever, that's actually something that they could actually make a merger condition. It's like, well, okay, you have to provide universal service. None of this, it's going to cost $60,000 to run a line. I mean, Comcast makes a ton of money. Now, philosophically, I kind of have an issue with the government forcing private companies to do things, but I don't know what the solution is here, guys. I mean, give me some feedback. I mean, I don't know how do you get universal connectivity and have it not be like ridiculously expensive, and it doesn't seem like the government is interested in actually promoting any real competition. That the competition we have in a lot of cases is fake, and there's just no way to there's no way to get around this problem. I mean, it seems like everybody's got a vested interest in maintaining the status quo and keeping if you live too far out in the boonies, you're not getting broadband. No broadband in the boonies, and it seems to be that's going to be the way it's going to be for, you know, a significant, you know, I don't see it changing anytime soon. Maybe I'm kind of pessimistic. I hope I'm wrong and that something happens, but, I don't know that, any of the cures for it are necessarily going to be any better than the current situation. I don't know. I mean, I'm just frustrated that there doesn't seem like to be a fantastic solution to this problem. How do we get people connected when we, you know, when we want to be a free market, although you can argue that maybe we're not, because of all of the lobbying and stuff, and the telecom companies basically writing the laws and stuff. But it's a challenge, and I don't know the answer. It's just, but I'm frustrated, and I feel for this guy who's now having to sell his house because he thought he could get broadband at it, and he can't now, and it's a requirement. I can totally sympathize with that. I wouldn't buy a house if I couldn't get broadband. So there you go. I feel for the guy, and I wish I could suggest a solution. Not that anybody was going to listen to what I have to say, or that's in power that could actually do something. But that's the problem, and there's not much I can say about it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.